Happy Tuesday, everybody. Thank you so much, as always, for downloading or streaming the Be Our Guest podcast. I truly do get excited every time you take the time to listen. I know there's lots of great shows out there, and that you make us a part of your rotation means a lot. So thank you so much for grabbing today's episode. It's a bonus episode. It's our Sunday night live call-in show that we did back on Sunday night, June 14th. So this was pre-resort opening, obviously way before the theme parks opened. It's kind of fun to look back and see how we speculated and see how things are churning out right now. Of course, I'm headed down to Walt Disney World here, hopefully tomorrow. So follow me on social media at BRGuestMike on Twitter and Instagram. I'll be going live and posting lots of photos of all the stuff you need to know to plan a great vacation this fall or this winter, or if you just need a little Disney fix, I'm there to do that with you as well. Don't forget three ways to support the show. Book your next trip with the great folks over at the Magic for Less Travel. You can also use our Amazon affiliate link at brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. And if you don't mind, become a patron of the show. We really appreciate that support. It's over at patreon.com/beourguestpodcast. Enjoy the show. Again, thank you so much for your support.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Happy Sunday night, everybody. Welcome to yet another Be Our Guest Podcast community check-in live here on Facebook. Thanks to everybody who is carving out an hour of your Sunday night as we record live here from the Be Our Guest Podcast studios in beautiful, when I say beautiful, I mean beautiful tonight, St. Peter's, Missouri. It is currently 80 degrees, sunny, and no humidity in the middle of June on Flag Day here in the United States, which is pretty unheard of. We grilled up some kebabs tonight, some chicken and steak, had some red potatoes, corn on the cob. What else do we have? Oh, and some baked beans from Deerberg's. We didn't make those, but and ate on our deck tonight. It was glorious. You know, it's one of those nights that you're happy that it's a Sunday night. You have a little time to sit down with your family and eat on the deck. So it was very nice. Great food. Awesome weather. Got to enjoy just being outside for a little bit. And I hope you had a great weekend as well, wherever you are. I know the weather's kind of been pretty good here in most parts of the United States over the last little bit. So I hope you got outside and got to enjoy some time with your friends and family and got to have a good time this weekend. We are going to wrap up the weekend here with the next hour of Disney Talk. A few things to talk about. Of course, it is Sunday night, so it'll be Sunday night open line. And we'll be talking about any topics that are on your mind. We could talk about, continue some of the topics from earlier this week. We talked about favorite or distinctive smells at Walt Disney World. Last night we had a great show, great conversation about favorite scenes in Disney attractions. So I talked about how much I love the scene in Living with the Land as you go through and you see the water coming down over the roots and you have the lightning and it's kind of misty. It's very multisensory. So that's one of my favorite scenes. We can continue that. Also in the news today, I did see rumors, and it seems like pretty substantiated rumors, that Reflections, the DVC resort over where River Country used to stand, may have been canceled. Of course, we don't know this for sure, but it is being reported on multiple sites. And it does make sense because, obviously, the demand might be down. Now, when I hear that, it does make sense to me because, obviously, there's kind of a large inventory of rooms at Walt Disney World. But also, I think that it's going to take a little bit for our economy to bounce back after this shutdown. And so I'm wondering, you know, what's the economic security of the typical American family compared to this time last year, what it's going to be this June? You know, I think it's a little bit more insecure for most people. A lot of people are going to be rethinking large purchases here for a little bit. So that's kind of interesting. We'll have to see how that goes. It is kind of a shame, though, that they cleared all that land. Of course, River Country kind of needed to be demolished. It was, I don't know how it stood that long. You know, like it's a water park that's abandoned. It just seems kind of like a safety issue. But they got that cleared out. I just hope that if they did cancel the project, that they can put in some trees there, open the path back up between Fort Wilderness and Wilderness Lodge. I love that path to run on. And just kind of see how that goes. Now, with that, when I saw that, of course, I'm not a DVC member, so it doesn't affect me too much. But the first thing I thought of is somebody who is a Platinum Disney Cruise Line Castaway Club member. I love sailing on the Disney Cruise Line ships. My thing that I worry about is the viability of adding, basically almost doubling the size of your fleet in the current economic status with cruises. So, of course, we're excited for the Wish and the other two ships that'll be joining the fleet here soon over the next, 3 to 4 years. But I wonder, what's that look like? Of course, I think travel will pick back up here shortly. And I hope it'll get back to normal more quickly than we think. But again, it's kind of a really tough time, and Disney could have not seen this coming. This is one of those things that kind of jumped up, bit everybody in the butt. But going from 4 ships to 7, that's a big jump. It's almost doubling your fleet. And in a time where I think of all the, you can look at this two ways. Is cruising going to be able to bounce back because it's kind of self-contained? You got that situation where maybe you don't have as many outside influences once you get people safely on the ship and you know they're well. What's that look like? Or do people not want to sail on a cruise ship here for just a little bit to kind of see what happens? So that'll be interesting to see. But with the DVC news, I'm wondering about Disney Cruise Line news. We'll have to see how this all plays out. Of course, don't really stress about it. We don't have any control over it, but it will be interesting to see what happens with this news. All right, so Cindy mentioned at the top of the show here as we were getting started, she wanted to know a little bit about the Patreon program. I don't want to push this too hard. First of all, I want to thank everybody who is supporting us on Patreon. Obviously, travel is down, and this is how I make my living, is booking travel for many, many of our folks here in the live chat, and I appreciate each and every time I get to book one of your trips. You guys are amazing, but when there's no travel happening, there's no income coming in, because we get our income when the trips are completed. And obviously, nobody's heading to the Disney destinations right now. So we put up a little Patreon short term here to kind of get over the hump, keep the show going. And the response has been incredible. I appreciate it so very much. So thank you to all of our patrons. What it is, if you haven't dropped in over there, we kind of have fun. We do a little extra content. You're not going to miss anything by not being a patron. I don't want to do that to anybody. You'll still get the Monday, Wednesday, Friday shows. You're getting all these community check-ins. There's no normal podcast stuff you'll miss out on, because the last thing I want is for you to be in a situation like I am right now where money's really, really tight and to take something away from you. I would not do that. But I am trying to make it worth their while for our patrons. We do little videos, ask me anythings, questions. We have a second podcast. It's this little mini podcast called Mike in the Midwest, which we had episode 0 drop last week. And episode 1 is going to go out this week about summer memories of growing up in the Midwest, kind of crazy stuff we did here around St. Louis's kids. So that'll drop this week. We do polls every day. We talk about, hey, it's Sunday afternoon. Where are we getting our ice cream today? Or just fun stuff like that, just to get the pulse on things. I post a lot of pictures that never hit social media from past trips. Today I talked about, if you remember, at Disney Springs back, not Disney Springs, Downtown Disney back in the day. Do you remember that they used to have a dollar store at Disney? Well, it was a $10 store, but it was a store that was, very inexpensive merchandise. And the best thing about that is they had little brown bags, like the brown bags you take your lunch in to work or school. And they were like blind bags. Paige loved these things. And so they had a whole bunch of them on a table, probably 50 to 100. You don't know what's in them. You buy a bag. I think it was like $5. So she would shake them all, try to figure out what was in each one. She couldn't see, but you could shake them and listen. And what it usually was like keychains and, pins and small souvenir type stuff. But it was usually from the year before, some of the promotions from the year before. So it was kind of fun. Kids liked it, and it was like a little mystery grab bag. So that's what we did. So we posted that today. We just have a lot of fun over there on the Patreon, but thank you to everybody who's supporting us. You can just drop by patreon.com/BeOurGuestPodcast for more information. I won't push it too hard, but Cindy was asking what that was all about, and that is it. It's a way to support the show in these kind of rough times. It's a lot of fun, and I appreciate everybody. All right, so let's get to the phone lines, 407-413-9395, 407-413-9395. And again, as I was running this morning, I was trying to think of more great scenes or in attractions. And I think Mike Leone last night in the live chat, as I look back over the messages, he mentioned one for the studios. It's not in an attraction, but it's an entire restaurant. And I would have to say that it is Sci-Fi Dine-In. That is one of my favorite places to be because it is very multisensory and it takes you somewhere. We could talk about anything you like tonight. Alfred is on the line. Let's get him in here. And Alfred, what's going on?
Hey.
What's up?
Not much. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good.
We have a beautiful day here, too.
It's awesome.
It was like 72 degrees. It was perfect.
Got it. You bottle these days and keep them around for December. Yes.
I started the day having breakfast outside. Then I had lunch outside. We went to the deli. They had outdoor seating. And then I came home. I sat outside a little longer. And then I came up and I made dinner.
What'd you have tonight?
I made eggplant and angel hair pasta.
Ooh, I'll take the angel hair pasta, hold the eggplant. I'll have a steak.
Oh, dude. My eggplant is die for.
I've never had it.
I'll send it in the mail.
Yeah, we don't have a lot of that here in Missouri, but yeah, I'll take your word for it. All right, so what do you think about the news? You could talk about the DVC stuff. You can carry on from this week. Yes. Something new. What do you got?
Well, I'm going to talk about DVC because I was told that they already have the money earmarked for that resort. So it's not an economic issue. So I don't think the rumor is true.
But do you think they have the money to build it, but they're worried that they can't sell it once it's built, maybe?
Oh, no, they'll sell it. People, see, they sell a lot to their current owners as add-ons.
Mm-hmm. True.
So everyone's been calling in asking, when can we start buying? When can we start buying? And they said, we don't know yet. It should be soon, though, they're saying. So that's why I don't think that rumor is going to be true.
We'll see. I hope because I'd much rather have a beautiful place because I'm not DVC, but I mean, like, I love visiting the Riviera. I love going to, booking at cash at Old Key West. You know, the more the better for me, and especially for DVC owners, it gives them more flexibility. Because the one thing I always heard from Pam Forrester was, you know, she actually sold some of her contracts, and it was out of frustration that she could never get a room at her resorts other than her home resort. It was so frustrating.
Wow.
And so more inventory is probably better for everybody. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, they sell every resort. And I always say they shouldn't be doing that. They should have a DVC resort for DVC members so that they can add inventory. If they're going to sell all their inventory, then there's still not enough inventory.
Makes sense.
Yeah. And I put that in also, that comment. So, but then they make a good point. Well, then how do we pay for the resort?
True.
And I go, yeah, you're right.
I just think like, that people, to me, I mean, DVC has always made sense because I've been to one of those. I went with the Foresters and the Gardeners like 2 years ago. We went to get the free ice cream and the fast passes over at Saratoga Springs. And honestly, it was a hard sell.
I love that ice cream.
Oh, I did love the ice cream, but this lady was rough. She was kind of, I felt like I was going to, like, the next step, she was taking me back in a room and going to waterboard me until I signed up. And I'm telling her, like, I didn't want to be a jerk and be like, I just came for the ice cream and the fast passes, you know, because that's kind of a jerk move. But I did because the thing was, Pam and Scott, both of their families are DVC, and they really wanted to see the Riviera mock-ups. Because they were curious. They were going to maybe add on points, and we're hanging out together. So I was like, I'll go. And of course, you know, they single me out because, like, oh, he's the only guy that doesn't own DVC. So they're like on me, man.
Time.
I'm like, I'm going to put on the rack here in a minute, man. It was crazy. But it was one of those things like it does make sense financially, but the commitment just scares me. You know what I'm saying? With, like, you know, kids and stuff. Yeah. It's one of those things.
Well, the thing is, though, I should have bought it 20 years ago.
Exactly. I don't want to buy now. If I could go back and say, stupid Mike, at 22, you should have put some money away and did it.
Yeah. You know, because I've been looking. I toured 9 times before I bought.
Oh, my gosh. That's great. That's research there.
Yeah, really. But it took me that long to actually be in a position where I could afford to do it.
Yeah.
So
that's true.
And now I'm happy.
Yep.
So.
And I mean, hey,
contracts and
DVC owners are the only ones getting to go right now. You lucky dogs.
Yeah, right. I have no points left.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, Scotty G's got some points that he's heading down in July.
Yeah. So yeah, December I'm going, and I used my current year points, and I borrowed on both contracts. So I have nothing.
No, so do I. We're on the same page, buddy. I looked at my DVC account. Yeah. Amazingly enough, I have 0 points, too.
Well, because you don't have it.
Exactly.
But I have it, and I have zero.
I haven't paid any, so it all comes out even.
The other thing you mentioned, that dollar store.
Yes.
I love that place.
I can't believe, like, I look back, I can't believe they had that.
I went back and it was gone.
I can't believe they even did it. Like, Paige loved that place. That's what, like, on Patreon, I'm trying to add stuff, like, that I've never put up. And I came through that picture, and I was like, God, I can't believe they had this. Do you remember the old Virgin Megastore? The old, like, CD store?
Was that,
because I can't really remember, I don't have any pictures of it. But that place was gigantic, was it not? It was over on the west side, right?
Yep.
I remember that place was
huge. I have pictures somewhere, but who knows where.
Yep. That was pre, like, you know, iPhone stuff, so I didn't have really a camera ever with me.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So that's why I have to look to see where those printed ones are, because I know I have them.
Yeah, I don't have any of those.
Oh. But, yeah. Yes, I love that store. Oh.
I think I bought,
they,
I remember,
they got all my money too.
Yeah. Well, I remember buying a CD there. It was, and this is so dumb. It was a CD of, it's okay. If you're on the cruise line, they'll play this stuff like on the top decks. It was like current songs. Like, I mean, this was like current songs then, kind of like Mambo Number 5 by Lou Vega, you know, all that kind of stuff. But it was like Disney versions, like with Mickey Mouse singing it. And all that.
Yeah,
I remember
buying
that there, and I'm like, what am I going to do with this? I got home, I listened to it. What I did, I played it in my classroom when I taught sixth grade, but even my sixth graders are like, come on now.
They just let you do it. And
they were good kids. They let me embrace my Disney.
Exactly. So we had a Virgin Megastore in New York City here.
Nice.
In Times Square. I loved it. Oh, my God.
I still say they need an Apple store there. You guys have a cool Apple store. They need one in Disney Springs. I'm telling you, it'd be like printing money.
Yes. Yeah. I don't know why they don't want to put one in.
I would buy something just because I'm there. Like, that's how I, well, mm-hmm. under normal circumstances. I would have, like, I need a case,
but
you know.
To me, it would make sense. What if your cord breaks? What if your phone breaks?
Exactly. Yeah. Think how many screens they could replace. They could replace them nonstop.
I agree. I think they need to put that in. And that's a high-end store, so that would fit in with their high-end stores.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
Think
of all the rent they can make.
Yes, because Apple's got the bucks. I mean, just soak them. Everybody wins.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally. So, what else? I was thinking about smells again. And we never really talked about Hollywood Studios.
Yeah, I know. I came up with 50s Primetime and one scene. For smells, though. Yeah, smells in the studios.
Hmm. Smells is tough there, but I would say, I guess, Galaxy's Edge.
Does it have a smell, though?
I think the newness of it.
Does it smell like the dark side? I don't know. I don't know. I don't remember a smell. I can't think of, except at, like, Ronto Roasters.
Yeah.
Like, that place
has
kind
like
of a smell.
That quick service, mm-hmm. Yep. So,
yeah, that's interesting.
Other than that, Hollywood Studios doesn't have, like, one distinct smell like Magic Kingdom does.
No. And first thing, of course, my wife said today, we're walking, she's like, Rome Burning in Epcot, you know, Spaceship Earth. I was like, yeah, that's probably the number one smell on property.
Right. Yeah. So. But we're getting closer. It's almost July.
Yeah, I mean, we're less than a month out as long as everything holds. But yeah. Hopefully, I mean, they had a lot of cases, so I'm just hoping that things kind of calm back down so that they don't change their mind. We'll see.
Where were these cases?
I just saw Florida double their record today. Yesterday. Yeah. So I don't know. I mean, you're going to have more cases when people are out and about. Is this going to have? I mean, it's just, it's common sense. We'll see. Yeah. We'll cross our fingers. You know,
but I just hope it's safe enough. And
agreed.
That worries me too.
I know, but I think too. It's personal responsibility. As long as you take all the precautions you can take, I know that you can't be perfect on it. But I mean, you know, if you're not washing your hands and you're not being careful getting close to people, I mean, some people are just reckless, you know? So I think that as long as you stack the cards in your favor, chances are you're going to be okay. Yeah.
Yeah. So the other thing, I was looking at Ricky's post, and I loved how the AMC, the stormtroopers, were patrolling.
Yeah. And they
see
shot
that picture.
Yeah. And they shot dead three people, didn't have on masks. Just done. No, just kidding. They put it, they're on stun. It's like Princess Leia in A New Hope. They just zap them and they just kind of knock them out and then put a mask on them and they get up. They're like, "What happened? You got a mask? I got a mask on. How'd that happen? Hey, you got stunned." No, it's a good idea. It's a great way to enforce it. I like it.
Yeah, I thought that was a clever way of using characters.
Yes, agreed.
Yeah. So I think you're gonna see a lot more of that in the park. That kind of showing of characters.
Yeah, the press release said high energy crews and reminding guests to keep their masks on. So,
yeah,
high energy. Yep. We'll see what that means.
Yeah,
get your mask on. Get your mask on. Get your mask on. Yeah. Okay.
Now Disney's going to be interesting because they're going to make sure you have them on.
They have to. They're going to learn from all this other stuff.
Like white on rice.
They better be.
You know they're going to be.
Yep. They have to be.
Yeah.
They're learning. Yeah. We joked about it. They waited a little bit after Universal, but they get this. They get this. These data points, especially for training. Especially for training.
Yeah. Yep. Do you think by December they may ease up on the masks?
I think it all depends on the numbers. I would say it's easier to wear a mask in December than it will be in July.
Yeah, in July and August. Yeah.
Dude, I've been down there sometimes in January. I'd welcome everybody having a ski mask because my nose has been so cold.
Exactly,
I might wear one in
true.
December just to keep myself warm. Trust me.
Yep. Yeah. It's true. That could be the case.
Yep.
Or it could be so hot there that
you don't know. You seriously don't know.
You don't know.
It's crap shooting in the wintertime. Because last marathon, it was 85. Go ahead.
Yeah. What's happening with the community check-ins? You didn't mention that.
I was going to mention that. So we are going to come up with something. The good news is I've decided we're going to do live shows every Sunday night. We were doing them once a month. I'm going to do them every Sunday night, community check-in. So we'll at least have them once a week. During the week is going to be a little more difficult with everything because we open up 100% St. Louis tomorrow. And Mallory starts back. They actually start back to cheer today. She has it again tomorrow. So we'll be doing that. We also are going on vacation here shortly too. So, I mean, we're only going on vacation for 3 nights. And instead of going to Walt Disney World for 2 weeks, we're going 3 nights to our sister and brother-in-law's house in Lake of the Ozarks. And so we're going to go down and have some meals and play ski ball. Basically they have little old school arcade kind of places, you know, like putt-putts and stuff like that out in the country. So that's what we're going to do this year. We're going to go down for 3 nights. Oh, that's next week. So, but I don't know the date, so I'll let everybody know.
Yeah. And you're going to do your normal nights for
Monday nights will be the two shows, and then Wednesday nights we're going to be live on here for the Trip Report. Yep. Okay. So we'll be on at least 3 times a week. And probably, if I don't have something going on, I'll drop in, we'll do a show. It's not, you know, it's not like I'm not going to do them, but it's hard to commit because now, you know, because I do these at 7 o'clock my time, and that's in the middle of, you know, hey, come over, you know, my dad's like, hey, come over, see us, or, you know, so it was easy enough when everybody was locked down, but now that everybody kind of has stuff going on, I got to be a part of the family.
Yeah.
But guys, you're my family too, so we'll figure it out. Don't worry, I love doing these things. It's like my radio dream every night.
Uh-huh.
I'm not good at it, but I have fun.
I'm like, I told my mom that you're going to be ending them, and I'm like, I'm going to miss it.
Well,
it's like, it's what I live for each day.
Well, we're not going to end them. We'll be here. We'll be here at least, you know, every other night. So we'll still be here. Just can't do it every night, but we'll figure it out.
Yeah.
All right, Alfred, I got to run because a lot of folks trying to get in, but I hope you have a good Sunday night, and we'll talk to you Tuesday.
Sounds good.
All right, see you, brother. Have a good one. Bye-bye.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye.
All right, 407-413-9395 or 407-413-9395. Give us a call. We are talking, yes, Eric mentioned probably the number one Walt Disney World smell. I didn't say it was the number one pleasant Disney smell, but it's the monorail. Why does the monorail have, what do you call it, like a funk sometimes? Especially if it's been raining and you walk into a car and... sometimes that monorail just smells like, I don't know, this smells. Wade says he's owned DVC for 15 years, been worth it, and he wants more points. I've noticed that there's a disease for all my DVC friends, and I have lots and lots of them, that they have what's called add-on-itis. And I don't exactly know how you spell that. It's A-D-D-O-N-I-T-I-S, I'm guessing. But it seems like DVC members are very excited with their ownership in the properties. Most of my DVC friends are very, very happy with purchasing when they did. Everybody always wishes they purchased earlier, but they're happy they're owners. But my friend Scott and everybody that I know, they're always looking to add on just one more little bitty contract, you know, just a few more points this year because there's just not enough points to go around. So yeah, it's one of those funny things. All right, next call is on the line. Who's joining us?
Hey, Mike, it's Jennifer from Virginia.
Jennifer, what's going on in Virginia tonight? You guys have beautiful weather, too?
We do, and, you know, just a great Sunday run day, wonderful long run weekend. So hello to all the lizards out there getting ready for our marathon and Princess and all those crazy, stressful Run Disney registration days.
Oh, yeah, so what are you running Princess? Have you signed up? You signing up Tuesday? What's the status?
I am running Princess through a charity called PLC Mathletes that supports STEM education, something I know you and I are both passionate about.
Yes. You know what? I love when people run the race. That's awesome that you're doing it, running for STEM. Holy cow. That's great. Tell us more about it.
So I'm raising money to help support both teachers and students in getting the classroom resources they need, particularly in these times, to help encourage students that might not have the opportunity to explore the different sciences and technology aspects to really understand it in a way outside of their normal curriculum. And I have this great travel agent who is already able to get me a room for Princess. You may know him. His name's Mike, and he works for the Magic for Less Travel.
I've heard of the guy, but he rumor has it he can't book any more rooms right now because his hands are tied. Disney, I feel terrible because last week, you know, we had the early registration for Princess for AP and DVC. And of course, what happens is a lot of folks get in and they get excited and they're like, okay, now I'm in the race. I need a room. This is the first time in the last 10 years that I've been doing this. I can't get rooms because we can't make new bookings right now because all the commotion going on. But we will soon. And I didn't book me one yet. I got in last Thursday. I didn't mention it, but I got in. So I'm set, but I don't have a room either. But, you know, there's plenty of rooms. I want Pop Century. But, I mean, if I have to be at an All-Stars or Art of Animation or what, you know, sometimes I book really late and I end up at a really nice hotel because it's the only thing left. So, you know, what can you do?
Well, I booked really early before the shutdown. So my hope is if they have to move me, it'll be an upgrade.
Exactly. Don't we all, you know, like on Cruise Line, you can book what's called, I don't know, have you ever cruised?
I haven't, actually.
Let me explain this weird thing about cruising that Disney Cruise Line does. So they have different categories of room. Basically, there's three kinds of categories. There's inside rooms with like no windows. There's ocean views that have real windows. The inside ones have the virtual portholes, like, you know, kind of like TV screen showing you what's outside. And then you have the ones that have the verandas, the big balconies. But the thing is, like what they do is they oversell each category for some reason. And so you can book what's called, if they've sold every room, like the numbers out in a category, you can book what's called a guaranteed status room. And what this means, and some people hate this. I always do it. And you can only book it. You can't just book it on demand. It only happens if that category is sold out on your cruise. But they'll offer it to you. They'll say, oh, would you like to book an inside guaranteed stateroom? And I always say yes, because here's the deal. you're guaranteed to get an inside stateroom, or they have the right to place you in any upgraded room on the ship. And the thing is, if you book an inside, you can end up in an ocean view or a veranda for the cost of an inside. It'll be the same price as you book your inside. You're locked into that rate. But what it is if they oversell the inside staterooms, but they didn't sell all the veranda staterooms, they'll put you in a veranda for the cost of an inside. I wish that was the case for like the value resorts. Like, okay, we have you at All-Star Music, but you're guaranteed a value resort. But you could get, you know, the Polynesian's not full, so let's just throw you over there. I've always thought about that, like, oh, my God, I wish that would work.
Would be booking that category. Well, I know you said you weren't going to push the Patreon, but I'm going to push it for you for a second, because I have to say I am one of your Patreon patrons, and I've been on Patreon for other creators before, and the number of things you post there that are just little extras are well and beyond what I've seen other creators posting at those similar levels. So again, it doesn't take away anything from the normal podcast, but it certainly adds to it. And you're very active on there, which is something much more so than I would expect for the level that I'm giving to support as a Patreon.
Well, I appreciate that, because I'm really
testimonial.
I appreciate that so very much. I'm learning it as I've gone over the past couple of weeks. I've been asked for like the past 5 years, like, why don't you do it? Why don't you do it? And one of those things, like, it's my personality. Like, I guess it's how I was brought up, and I'm here, you know, I feel like, you know, I have a very blue collar mindset. This is kind of the thing that I love, and everyone charge anybody for it. And I've always found ways to try to make it work. You know, the Amazon affiliate link is something I really like, because it's not costing anybody anything. You know, like, if you book with the Magic for less, there's no cost associated with that. This does have a slight cost, but I mean, I really want to make it worth it. And I'm actually, I spent an hour tonight trying to get this live stream thing going so we can have like a little live, just drop in chats, kind of like I did on the deck before this, if anybody caught it here on Facebook. I just always want to make it something where we can, you know, just have another community. The Mike in the Midwest podcast, something I've just always wanted to do, and this gives me a chance, because it's like I have so many stories, but I don't know if everybody listening to this podcast would like to hear those stories, because they're not necessarily all, they're not most of them aren't Disney, but we'll have fun with it. I sure appreciate those kind words, though. You know, that means a lot, because I never envisioned we'd have to go that route, but I mean, I love this show and I just want to get through, because I know travel's going to pick back up, but I never, ever, ever thought that I would see these parks sitting empty, the ships parked for this long. It's just, it's really unbelievable.
Well, on the travel picking back up point, I actually did call in with a question of, I was thinking about it, you know, normally this is the time of year that we see packages for the next year released. Mm-hmm. Obviously, there's going to be a delay on that for various reasons. But 2021, 2022, we're already going to be big years for Walt Disney World. The last time I was trying to think back, the last time we really saw packages redone was around 2008, 2009, which was the last big kind of travel downturn with the recession there. Mm-hmm. Do you think we could see a complete kind of redoing, rebundling of Disney World packages? And if so, what do you think that would look like, and what would you want it to look like?
So are you kind of talking about the difference when they took the tickets from like the Ultimate Park Hopper days to the Magic Your Way days, kind of thing like that?
Yeah, and that was also when you saw kind of the current incarnation of the dining plan. Before, it used to be those silver, gold, platinum kinds, mm-hmm. and everything.
It makes sense. The thing is, you know, we are, you know, not to toot our own horn, but the Magic for Less is one of the bigger travel agencies. We're platinum earmarked, which means Disney really works with our owners very hands on. There's a few others, and there's you know, they're prevalent in the other, you know, in the Disney podcast community. I never say anything bad about any of the other agencies, because we're all doing the best we can for our guests, and I think we're truly, bottom line, all the agencies are in there together for all of our guests. But the thing is, there's a few of us that Disney really reaches out to get feedback, you know, because we have a lot of guests at the Magic for Less who are very passionate Disney fans. I mean, it's the podcast family that we're talking to right now. So the thing is, coming out of this, we really have not too much information as to what it's going to look like. And it's a little scary, because I'm the kind of person that likes to have an idea of what's going on in this. To me, it's almost like a blackout period right now. You know, they say that they're reworking the reservation system, but does that mean they're reworking, like you said, how packages look, how they're built moving forward? I know that they're coming up with a new system to have reservations for the theme parks, And of course, dining reservations, I don't know if the system's changing, but I mean, we're going from 180 to 60 days. Fast Pass, who knows what that'll look like, because that's going to be gone for a little while. It is kind of scary. And you know what? To me, you know, this is just my mindset. And I'd like to get your feedback while I have you on here since you brought this up. I was the kind of person that was disappointed when Disney went to the Magic Your Way ticket system. And here's why. Now, remember, they sold it as, and this does make sense, it's kind of like, I guess, those Liberty Mutual commercials where, you know, like they don't want you to buy anything you don't need. That's kind of how they sold it. You know, you can really narrow down your ticket to what you want to experience. Do you want to park up? Do you not want to? Do you want to have water parks? No. To me, back in the days, one of the most beautiful things about my Disney vacations, back in the Ultimate Park Hopper days, you got to, you know, you checked into Pop Century, you checked into Riverside, what have you. In like the world was yours. You know, the package might have cost less a little bit if I could have customized it a little bit tighter. But I love that. Do you want to go to a water park today? Let's go. You know, do you want to go do this? Let's go. Like, we had everything at our disposal. But I think that's really going to work against us now, because Disney would have less an idea of what's going to happen each day as far as like who's got Park Hopper Plus, who's got Park Hopper, who's got single day tickets. I think that's something that's really gone. But how do you feel? I mean, did Magic Your Way make more sense to you, or did you like the freedom of like the Ultimate Park Hopper days back in the early 2000s?
I think it depends. So back in the early 2000s, when my family went on vacation, we were usually going for a week. Now I've usually gone down for Run Disney race weekends, where having the more narrow specific ticket or package makes much more sense, because I'm not normally doing that week-long all four parks kind of vacation. On the other hand, it's something that I now know as a Disney fan how to make that system work to my advantage. A friend of mine was talking about possibly doing Princess, and I think I may have scared her away with the like flow chart that I basically sent her on. These are the decisions.
No, you know, you got to get her signed up first. You got to understand how you do this. You get somebody to commit,
right,
and like you
step
get them.
One, step two, step
absolutely,
seven,
yeah,
you
totally.
Know, so,
you say it's a piece of cake.
I think for those of us that have been there and are type A planners, it works. But the idea of, you know, your average American family who thinks they're only going once in their life, it's a bit overwhelming. Even if you then, you know, become part of the tribe or whatever. I think for me, the big change I would expect is I think you'll probably see Park Hopper becoming much more optional and possibly much more expensive if we are looking at a limited capacity situation. On the other hand, I think you may see PhotoPass kind of become the new free dining of, you know, especially if they're not going to allow PhotoPass photographers to handle other people's cameras, as one of the rumors are. That's something that could be a very easy add-on to get people to switch from room only to package, or a way to kind of up reservations a little bit.
But okay, here's my question about PhotoPass. I'm glad you brought that up, because I've been thinking about this ever since this kind of went down. It, in an era where people are wearing masks, is PhotoPass even something? Like, do you want to come home with, I mean, I guess you could pull your mask down for your pictures, because I mean, why else take a picture? Because I, like, the thing is, okay, I'm not a big mask guy, but we're not wearing them a lot here in Missouri, you know, because I haven't gone to stores. I haven't gone anywhere where they're required. You know, I get up, I run, I work in my house. You know, I don't really go places, so I haven't had to wear them a lot. In seeing Ricky's pictures this weekend from Universal, it's still kind of uncomfortable for me. Like, I don't know how I feel, and I know the science behind it, and I'm not against it, but it's still a little shocking to the system. And I just don't know, like, where, I guess if they let you take your mask off to get pictures taken, okay, it makes sense. And that's a great analogy to free dining. You know, hey, it's free memory maker, you know, $169 value, or who knows, it could be $200 next year. We don't know when the new prices come out, but I don't know. What do you feel about that? I mean, is it something that, cause I could see memory maker going away, because I mean, I can't believe they cut the dining plan through 2021. That is so long term. Of course, they could always bring it back, but that seemed a little extreme to me.
Well, I'm in Virginia, where masks are mandatory in all indoor venues, and I'm in a part of Virginia where it's very commonplace to see people out and about in them, even when they're not mandatory. So to me, if anything, it's almost one of those things of, I could see PhotoPass still being a thing, because it'd be cool to point back and say, oh yeah, that's remember true. 2021 when that was the thing that we all
true.
Had to do?
It's like our Great Depression pictures. Yeah, exactly.
Like, see what we put you through.
That is, I mean, I totally agree. And that's, You know, one of the, and this is kind of a very selfish thing, I shouldn't say this, but when I started these community check-ins, because remember, I was a school teacher and I love science and social studies. They're my two favorite things to teach. And I, honestly, I wanted, and you'll notice that I always say the date at the front of the show. And because I'm really big on like oral history, you know, and having,
right,
you know, some kind of a record of what it was like, not, you know, reflecting on it 5 years later, 10 years later. I probably will never go back and listen to these shows 20 years from now, 30 years from now, but they're going to be downloaded. You know, it, we see from the you know, our stats thousands and thousands of times. Who knows where these will end up? But at least there is a conversation happening on June 14th, 2020, where we can talk about in real time about these situations that are going on, you know, the reopenings of the parks and all these big time changes. That's one of the reasons I wanted these community check-ins, to get everybody's pulse from all over the world, kind of documenting this really historic time. And you're right. Those pictures, Ricky's right. She's got a picture in a mask right in front of the Universal sign. And she has one at Disney Springs today. And oh, it's just so weird though. Like, I mean, I'm the king of the selfies. I take a lot of selfies. I know it's stupid, but it's really weird. But like, I don't know, like, I can't smile. You know, I got a mask on. I just, I'm not there yet. I guess not.
Well, you have a good night and good luck with everything opening back up in Missouri.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you so much for the kind words. I can't thank you enough. And if you ever need anything, you just give me a yell.
All right.
Okay, good luck. I'll see you down, Princess. All right, bye-bye. All right, let's hope. 407-413-9395. 407-413-9395. Yeah, a lot of love for PhotoPass in the chat. I like that. And it is. I mean, is it, are they our Great Depression pictures? You know, we're surviving the pandemic with our masks on in front of Cinderella Castle. And excuse me, Beth makes a great point that the on-ride photos are really kind of what it's all about. And yeah, that's something I would totally miss if I didn't have that. Let's see. Oh, Abby Lynn says she's an insider for Dollywood down in Tennessee. And she says that she's been told they do not have to wear masks for pictures. It makes sense. But how many people are going to wear them for the sake of history? I bet it's 50-50. You'll have to let us know, Abby Lynn. All right. Next call's on the line. Who's joining us?
Hey, Mike. It's Marlissa.
Hey. Missed you last night. What's going on?
Oh, it's been an interesting weekend. Interesting as it can be in quarantine, I guess. But I did have my 5 miles yesterday.
Saw that.
I know you saw my post, but it went really well. You were right about the weather. Not that I doubted you, but the, you know, 63 with low humidity and a light breeze, so much better than 70 degrees and 90% humidity, for sure.
Yep.
So really proud of that. Like, it felt easier than some of my shorter ones that have been hotter weather, so that was good. Today, just taking it easy. I feel kind of out of it throughout the day, pretty tired. So just catching up on some TV really today. But yeah, looking forward to fresh week and hopefully feeling better tomorrow. And glad to catch the show today.
You know what? So we have cable TV here, and yesterday and today TNT did the one thing that gets me. They run the Star Wars marathon,
like Star Wars,
episode 1 through episode 8. I have Disney Plus. Like, I can watch all of them, like, with no commercials. And I can't change the channel, like, all day. And yesterday too, it makes me, like, I get up, I run, I, you know, I come in, oh, they're starting. So then, you know, I hang around in the house all day and watch all these dumb movies I've seen 1,000 times with commercials. So I'm kind of doing the same thing.
I understand.
Yeah, it's brutal.
Whenever I scroll past and if they're on, I have to watch. I just got to watch them. I always tell people, I don't know if you have a preferred order to watch them, but if someone's never seen them, like, I understand that they're probably not going to do it in this order, but I don't know if you've heard of the machete order, where you watch 4, 5, 1, 2, 3, and then 6.
4, 5, 1, 2, 3, then 6.
Because then you have, like, you just watch Darth Vader's, Anakin Skywalker's fall into becoming Darth Vader, and then that emotional punch at the end where, sorry guys, I'm sorry anyone listening, spoilers for Star Wars, but you have Padme, you know, still having that belief in Anakin, but then you see that mirrored more clearly in her son Luke in Return of the Jedi when he helps redeem his father. So it's more of an emotional gut punch if you watch 3 and 6 back to back.
But then you got to throw Rogue One in there somewhere, and you know Solo's out there. But I kind of forget about Solo. But yeah.
Well, yeah, I thought the actor that played Han did a really good job, but there were definitely some cheesy moments. I thought how he got his name Solo was a little cheesy. I was like, really? By himself, like, I don't know, but I didn't need that scene, but I thought the actors did a good job in that movie, but I was like, oh, you're by yourself, Solo. I'm like, all right.
We're so on this topic.
On groupie or something.
That's true. On this topic, yeah, I'm just Rallman because that was what my dad's name was. So Jennifer says machete order is the way to go, which I don't even know what that means. So I'll have to figure that out.
Oh, that's what you're saying?
That's what you're saying that way?
Yeah, okay. The 4 or 5. Yep.
I'm not true Star Wars. I love Star Wars, but I don't know all the terminology and all. I'm not that hip.
Disappointing me.
Yeah, I know.
Sorry.
I just love that. I mean, I'm 46. It's right in my wheelhouse. It's been there every day, you know, but still it was hard for me to kind of embrace the prequels because it was just 4, 5, and 6. That was enough Star Wars. Like that was the whole story for half, you know, 3/4 of my life. But I like the other movies too.
Yeah, for sure. But yeah, so I know I missed what sounded like a fun topic last night about favorite scenes and the attraction. So I've probably, a lot of people probably said a lot of the famous ones or most notable ones, but obviously, you know, I love Splash Mountain. So the Last in Place scene definitely stands out. And, you know, I don't want to give any spoilers for Rise of the Resistance, but that one definitely has a lot of amazing moments. So I'm just going to say amazing moments in Rise of the Resistance. When you go, wow, can't believe that's there. I'll leave it at that.
Yes, 100%. That's how I do. That's what I did last night because Rise was one of mine, but you can't say much.
Yeah. And actually, I don't know if this one would have been seen because, like, you know, again, like Splash Mountain, Haunted Mansion has so many great ones as well. Tower of Terror drop, but I think like just if we're counting shows as well, so Festival of the Lion King, like it just has so many amazing scenes, but definitely be prepared as a real showstopper to see that, like the fire, I'm like, whoa, how are they doing that? Like it's, and I've seen like professional Broadway shows and but Festival of the Lion King is always so impressive and I don't always get to see it, but it's for anyone that's listening or in the chat that hasn't seen it, it's definitely worth seeing because it's so well done.
Let me ask you this too, because you say you go to Broadway shows. What do you think about Finding Nemo the musical? I think that, because I've never obviously been to Broadway, but I mean that the production on that is amazing to me.
So I haven't seen that one.
Oh, so good! It's but tearjerker.
I know. I can feel your heartbreak, but it's okay because like my heart broke and. You didn't see the machete order. That's okay. But we're evened out now. But I do want to see that one. I heard it's really good. I have one of my best friends. He's a huge lifelong Disney fan, and he like that's his favorite show in any of the parks, and he swears by it. It's just like a time when it was timing issues thing where it's like, oh, I would like to see it, but it also stops. I think at like 2 or 3 p.m. So usually when I would have time for it, it's already done for the day. But yeah, I've heard it's great. And especially because, you know, that's one of those shows where they kind of had to write new music because it's, you know, obviously Finding Nemo is not inherently a musical. Like Festival of the Lion King is wonderful. And, I have seen Lion King on Broadway and, you know, it's great, but you know what most of the songs are, you know, unless they add a few, but
yeah, I remember I took one of our first dates. I took Pam and Paige to see, The Lion King. Now, of course, not Broadway, but they I don't know what you call it. Like they brought the show to St. Louis to our big like fancy theater. So I mean, it was the Broadway production. I think is what they called it. You know, with the like marionettes and you know the puppet. I mean, it was just. I guess it was just like what you have on Broadway. It's not on Broadway, but it was just like jaw dropping. But I consider Finding Nemo almost that same level. It's good.
I'll definitely have to see that.
Yeah, definitely.
And. Quickly with the idea of Apple Store being at Disney Springs. So what's funny is that I think you've mentioned it before tonight as well of how there should be an Apple Store. And your suggestion is so embedded in my head that actually last time we were at Disney, my boyfriend actually broke his phone and needed to go to phone. And I was so convinced, wait a minute, I think there's an Apple store at Disney Springs.
Yeah, there should be.
And I was like so convinced. I was like, wait, there definitely has to be one Disney property. And then I, you know, was looking on the app. I was like, where is it? Where is it? And then suddenly I had a light bulb. I was like, no, it's just something Mike mentioned on the show. It would be a good idea.
There's so many things.
Property,
yeah, there's so many things just make sense. Like you need an Apple store. We need a 24-hour diner. You know, because, I mean, you get out of the parks 1 o'clock in the morning in July. You know, it's like, oh, I'm still awake. I'm going to go get some bacon and eggs, you know, and a cup of coffee in the diner. You know, just get my phone fixed in the morning at Disney Springs. I dropped it coming out of the diner at 2 o'clock in the morning because I was tired and I was full of bacon and eggs. You know, simple stuff. But Disney doesn't ask, and they do.
Oh, for sure. And so, like, with the Apple store, like, so the pro would be, you know, if you really need it, it's there. But the other side of it, I think, would be that it would be so popular that if you don't need to go there, it would suck up some crowds. Like, maybe not right now, but, you know, the Apple store in, like, Grand Central, New York City, right in Midtown. Like, sometimes I have to go there because it's the closest Apple store to where I work. But, you know, it gets pretty crowded because, you know, Grand Central is a major attraction. And also, you know, people coming in and out of trains. Subways all day. So it would suck up some crowds too. And, you know, you could have specialty cases and all that. So
and everything's
I don't know.
Everything's like a premium product. Plus, here's the other thing about the Apple store. I mean, I've belabored this for 5 years, but to you, it's not such a big deal. You're in New York City. But for probably 70% of the United States population, an Apple store is like a tourist destination. You know, they're not everywhere. Like we have two in St. Louis. One is kind of in a little bit of a shady mall. The other one's okay. But I mean, you know, if you had like a signature store, like you guys have in New York, 'cause I've seen like that glass store, you know, something that looks cool.
Yeah.
And the thing, there's something to be said for the psychology of being on vacation. Sometimes I'll buy crap like on vacation. And it's not like Disney stuff. Like I'll be at Disney Springs and I'll buy some like crazy shirt, you know, not even a Disney shirt, like a Hawaiian shirt or, you know, something I don't need, but you're on vacation. I mean, I could see somebody walking out of there, especially maybe international guests or, you know, somebody that's from, I almost said Nebraska, sorry, wait, but somebody's like from like South Dakota where there's not a, you know, there's not an Apple store within 100 miles of their house, you know, and like, well, you know, there's a MacBook Air here. It's only $999. Boom, they buy it, you know, kind of like an impulse buy, but they, you know, it's something they could use and go with. But I mean, there's so many reasons why, you know, a marquee Apple store would just be, it'd be a tourist destination. People go just for that.
Right. I feel like there has to be some, well, not a conspiracy theory, but there has to be, you know, a reason because I think like Jennifer just said in the chat of how, you know, like Bob Iger was, you know, close to Steve Jobs and like Disney and Apple have like a bit of a long history. So you would think, so I don't know if there must be some business related reason that we don't know of, because it would seem like a no brainer.
Yeah, I know. Actually, I've a couple of podcasts, tech podcasts. Again, this is a light rumor. I don't think it has any legs to it, but they're talking about if Disney stock continues to go down, how Apple has the opportunity to buy Disney, but we'll see. Just something I've
been hearing. I hate whenever that rumor pops up. That or like the Comcast buying it. I was like, no, just stop it. Cause like I've had to, like from the, I guess like inside of the TV industry side, like when Comcast and Disney were, you know, it wasn't apparent who was going to ultimately buy Fox. Like that was, I'll tell you, that was a very interesting few months at work, right? I mean, it was just like trying to figure out like who's gonna, and I personally, you know, I didn't have any extra inside information beyond what, you know, I already did, but I had a feeling Disney would kind of win out. But, and I was right, but not that I can predict everything. So don't use me to predict baseball games or anything, but yeah, but I mean, you know, because those companies, you know, they have a bit of a history as well of it not as, you know, amicable maybe. But yeah, I mean, I think that rumor kind of pops up quite often. Yep. But, you know, I like Disney not being owned by.
I agree.
I wouldn't want to be owned by Apple or Comcast.
Yeah, I love both, but I'm fine with them both being their own thing. I love Disney and I'm a big Apple fan. But the thing is, I don't need them buying each other. Like, they're fine. Like, I'm good. Like, just hands off. So I don't
absolutely
know. Yeah.
And, yeah, so, okay, now I think we gave enough of a commercial for Apple, right?
That's it. But, I know. Seriously.
But got some good attraction moments in there. And I hope you enjoy your vacation that's coming up. Like Alfred, I'll miss the shows, you know, every day if they're not here every day. But, you know, totally understand, you know, if anyone needs a break, it's you.
I just gotta be dad and husband, so I get that.
Oh yes, of course. No, absolutely. And like it'll be the end of an era a bit, but I know like the, you know, we'll still have the radio shows and we'll have these shows when we can, and just for probably the millionth time, you know, thank you so much for doing these are, and also having the extra content on the Patreon page. Well, like it's really helpful. Like this is, you know, still a pretty difficult time. Like for me, being in New York City, and I'm sure for a lot of people still, and it really makes a huge difference. It's like a light in the darkness, so to speak. Not to get cheesy, but it is really how I feel and how I think a lot of other people feel as well.
Well, I appreciate that. No, you know, this doesn't mean that we're not going to be doing this. Like, we need to do this. We're going to do this. Like, the studio's here, and I'm here, and, you know, I just... I truly say this, we are a big family, and when we need it, we're going to always be together. I mean, if we have to do this 6 nights a week again, we will. We'll pull it back out. You know, it's not anything that's going away, but we'll have the Sunday night shows every week and stuff like that. And it's weird for me because I don't have a Disney trip this summer, and we always go for, you know, 10 nights or so. We go for a long time, and that just isn't in the cards this year. So we're going to 3 nights to the Lake of the Ozarks. I've been told I've never been. I've been to the lake one time for like, I think one night, like 2 days. So we're going to go on a boat out on the lake. My brother-in-law has a boat. So we're going to go like in an inner tube out in the water. And we're going to go to like some putt-putt places and have dinner at a restaurant and stay in their house. And yeah, it's not Disney. So what it is, I'm going to be vacationing like typical Missourians do. So he said one other note. There's no cell service at the house. He's like, it's out kind of in the country. Oh. You got to go up to the McDonald's to get a connection on your phone. I'm like, wait, what? What? I'm not going to be connected. So everybody can pray for me. And we'll have a lot of pictures when I get back into civilization. It'll be because it definitely isn't going to be old Key West, like typical, Pop Century.
I think that's good sometimes. Like, I'm someone who, like, I always, like, I break out my old school iPod for, like, airplane flights, and I, like, have my phone completely off, and I kind of times like that when I almost have to have my phone off, if that makes sense, like, kind of forces me to not check social media or whatever. So, also saying that to try to, you know, give you the bright side of that a bit, but,
it's freaking me out already.
My exposure to the Ozarks is watching Ozarks on TV. That show.
And of course everybody thinks like at least everybody that's paying attention to the news, like when you talk about Lake of the Ozarks, everybody pictures that pool from like Memorial Day with everybody in it. It's not like that. That's one of the crazy bars, but we're going to be in a house where it's safe and maybe go to restaurants outside. That's what I've been told. I don't know, we'll see. It's about 2 hour drive from here, 3 hours I think, so we'll see how it goes. Anyway, all right, well, we got to roll because we're at the top of the hour, but you have a good night. We'll talk to you Tuesday. Nope, I think I lost her. All right, well, that's it for today's show. Sorry about that. Oh, you know what it is? I closed the MacBook. I'm so sorry. I meant to do it because the battery was dying. Sorry, Melissa. Call us Tuesday. We'll continue the conversation. Until then, we are always available on Stitcher, iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Pocket Casts, all those good places. You can follow the show on Instagram and Twitter at BRGuestMike and at BRGuestPod. And of course, you can become a patron of the show, patreon.com/BRGuestPodcast. Also, book your next vacation with the great folks over at the Magic for Less Travel. Check out all the great free services they offer over at themagicforless.com. We are going to be back again tomorrow night, 5:30 Eastern, 5:45-ish. We'll record the Monday shows. It'll be Pam and I because Ricky's down at Walt Disney World having fun. She's at Disney Springs and at Universal, so she'll be checking in soon from there. So you guys have a great Sunday night. Stay safe. You better stay healthy, and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at BRGuestPodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.